honestly, I think we need to move house into a... I don't know how we would move house. I don't think we could financially ever move ever again.
No, we could just move this room. Be great, wouldn't it?
Paul, honestly, when I say you are becoming like a broken record. Broken record. Did I tell you I got a birthday present?
No.
I got a birthday present from... Lisa Potter Dixon.
Of course you did. She is her week. She has managed her way into this episode every week.
I'm so glad that I remembered this. Lisa bought me a vinyl.
Oh.
Of A Holly Dolly Christmas.
Ah, what a present.
And what she didn't realize is Dolly on the Square, one of the songs from
Dolly on the Square.
Dolly on the Square at Christmas, which is a outstandingly horrific movie. She And this track is on it. Dolly on the Square is on it. So yeah, I have my first Christmas vinyl. And for those who don't know, Paul bought me a vinyl record, a record player for my birthday. And I'm committed to the bit where we are exclusively having gay vinyls only.
Yeah.
Cher.
Yeah.
Musicals.
Yeah.
Eurovision.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Britney Spears.
And Britney is there.
Britney Spears.
Probably need a bit of Christina. Dirty era.
Gonna get dirty. Yeah, she, yeah. So I am very, very happy about that. And also I love unannounced presents. How excited do you think I was when Lisa was like, I have your birthday present? My birthday was a month ago.
Can we start the episode?
No. I'm very busy talking about A Holly Dolly Christmas. Right, let's get into it. Well, we are back. Yes, welcome back to the Glow Home with myself, the lovely Mark Rogers, and my stunning, handsome, beautiful husband, Paul Kinsler.
I don't think you've ever said that many words about me. That is...
Of course I have. How dare
that
you?
That is...
Do you remember our wedding vows?
No.
We actually didn't have any.
We didn't do wedding vows. Do you know what I did watch, though? I went down a little...
rabbit hole.
A little rabbit hole. Yeah. You have on your Instagram highlights of our engagement... And I sat last night and sobbed my way through them.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a little cry.
Were you missing me?
Yeah, I was.
Oh.
I was missing you, but I had no idea.
How emotional.
I was very emotional. I had tear. Real tear.
A real tear.
Sad tears of a clown.
Oh, but yeah. It was a happy tear, no?
Yeah, it was happy tear.
You are happy to still be married to me, right?
Of course I am.
Good.
But also, do you know, it was Tara who caught our mum's hugging, and that sent me off.
Yeah. See, we basically, for anyone who's a new follower, I proposed to Paul at my birthday dinner because I was trying to catch him off guard.
So basically, we had a birthday dinner and with him and his best friend, Julie. And normally in our circle of friends, there is speeches, of course. So
we
it wasn't out of the norm that they two started doing speeches.
I'd like to make a speech. Anytime I can, I'll make a speech.
There's always speeches and there's what's that circle that we call? The happy...
Kissing circle?
No, the happy... Well, we had a kissing circle as well. Remember the happy...
I think we're the only people who do the kissing circle. I don't think it's actually
That's how we kissed.
I think
the
it's
first
very normal.
Night.
Yeah, I don't think it's normal. Okay, we'll come back to
happy
the
kissing
hour. Circle.
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
Happy hour is great. If you don't know what happy hour is, you need
things.
To incorporate it into your good duties, as in your good friends.
So I am going to say, I do think these are two things that people should incorporate into their lives.
Yeah.
One, everyone should make speeches.
Yeah, they should.
Because when you stand to make a speech, you acknowledge the people in the room. You say, thank you. You're like, thank you so much. Like, Paul, I love you. Julie, I love you. Thank you so much for bringing us together. You address all the good things in the room. Yeah. So I think that every dinner, someone should make a speech.
Of some sort, absolutely. Yeah, so, and it can be even a one sentence speech, and you can pass it around the table.
Yeah, we love that. Yeah. We love little things like that, that really encourages joy. And then we do on a holiday.
Happy hour is great.
Happy hour is amazing. Mm-hmm. So it's not just happy hour where the drinks are 50% off, but if you can make those things work together with this, then you're, although...
Lanzarote.
We're going to go back to that. But happy hour is basically when we are with all of our friends and we have drinks. And what you do is you go around the circle and you each, so you pick a person. It can go on for a while. because we've done it in a few different formats. Yeah. But you pick a person and basically everyone, you go around the circle and everyone has to say something nice about them to make them feel happy.
Yeah.
And it gets really
emotional.
Now, it gets emotional, but also sometimes it's like funny. Like, for example, sometimes we're like, Grace, you've great tits. Do you know what I mean?
She does.
She has great tits. Well done, Grace. We love your tits.
Yeah.
But do you know what I mean? Like, it can be, it's so joyous.
And then if you are two bottles of wine deep, it can be very sad.
We were at
not
least,
sad, happy sad.
We were quite a few bottles deep. Right, go on. Tell what happened in Lanzarote.
So in Lanzarote, I think this is my first time ever experiencing happy hour with them.
I did it all through my 20s with my friends.
It was many moons ago when we started first dating and we were all sharing a villa. And we got to the villa early and we were drinking and then we sat down.
It was Julie's birthday.
It was Julie's birthday.
Yeah.
And then we sat down and we started happy hour.
Now, happy hour was not very happy that time.
No, it was happy. No. It was all good happy, but it was.
No, everyone was crying.
Tears. Paul. Yeah, it was sad tears.
No, it was happy tears.
Happy tears. Sorry. Yeah.
So everyone ended up bawling, crying, be like, because we were so drunk. So usually it's like stupid things like, "I love your tits. You're great."
Yeah.
Like, I think you're.
But
brilliant.
It was very deep. But it was and meaningful.
Like, "Oh, you changed my life."
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, this kind of stuff.
So I got to.
You got very drunk,
and then we all went for a nap because we were all going to go out. Meanwhile, Paul wakes up, eyes, cold sweat, the fear.
You weren't great.
I was not great.
We had to go for dinner.
And then when I say, I am not a vomiter.
Paul had an exorcist moment.
It was projectile.
Yeah. No, it was not great.
Anywhere.
Was not happy hour
Didn't
then.
Make it to the bathroom.
Was not happy hour.
It was all in that, remember, in those Spanish
blankets. No.
Anyway.
So thankfully, I just basically gave Paul what he needed, the support and love and kind care.
No,
that he
you
needed.
Were so annoyed. You were like, get ready. And I was like, Mark, I've literally become the exorcist. I cannot go out. Get ready. And then you came to the realization I was not, I was white.
Happen.
I was like a ghost. And then they all went out.
So I gave Paul everything he needed to survive. And then I think that's what you wanted, that you want everyone to leave so you could be on your own.
Well, I was hungover at 5 o'clock. Like,
it wasn't great. Anyway, this is a warning. Terms and conditions apply. Be careful with happy hour because...
And €3 Spanish wine.
And €3 Spanish wine because they may destroy your life. But in general, we are encouraging speeches and happy hour. We find them a lovely thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. So we've had a very busy week.
Very, very busy.
Very busy. We were at the pregnancy and baby fair.
And all the people were pregnant.
I'm at the Lots home show this weekend.
You are flat to the mat. And I guess where I am this week.
Where are you?
I'm down to Cork.
Oh!
Yeah.
Cork kick.
Going to... Is that right?
I don't know what that was.
I am going to Cork because I am launching... The new...
Are you allowed to say it?
I think so.
Gasp.
I'm just going to say it. I'm going... Surely I'd have to sign something.
Well, if it's launched, it's launched. You're launching it, so
this. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to the Radisson Little Island relaunch their hotel events piece place.
What which day is cool. That?
You're not invited.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you are, of course. I think it's a Friday, Saturday. Friday?
Oh, right.
Saturday.
No, I'm not. Oh, Saturday? No.
Anyway, we will... Do you know what we need?
A shared diary calendar.
Shared family calendar. We do not have one.
We do. Also, I'll graduate with a QQI today in work-based learning.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Graduation? Do you get a cap and gown?
No.
Why?
Just got a little certification.
Little certification.
Work-based learning.
And did you enjoy it?
Yeah, but the pain in the bum was driving to Galway. There and back.
That is a pain in the tits.
About 5-6 hours together.
Round trip.
Yeah, that isn't nice.
Can't do it remote. No, do a little Zoom.
This was in person, sadly. Now it's good crack.
Good crack. Glad. Yeah. Well done, you.
Thank you.
Furthering yourself. I am not furthering myself. I am surviving.
Surviving, not thriving.
I am going to be thriving as of the 26th of May. 26th of May, my life is changing.
Are we allowed? No, we're not allowed to say yes.
I think I can say, can I?
Can you?
Well, I can say that basically obviously I started a business 2 years ago. It's going really well. I've been literally killing myself to try and keep up with everything. And I've hired a new person.
Which is great.
Is going to be starting the 26th of May. And I am very excited for her to start because she is phenomenal.
Yeah, she's amazing. Revolutionary.
She's a revolutionary.
Well, it'll be revolutionary for you.
I will. I'm really excited. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
So that will be really good. And then, yeah, loads of really lovely events coming up.
Very nice.
Very exciting events. And
that's one of the perks I'm really looking forward to.
And also, I'm no longer famous in Korea.
Oh, it's gone.
Or Taiwan. It's gone. The ad is done, but now I am no longer getting the international hate. So that's good.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'll be famous for Homestore more.
Will you?
Yeah, I'm doing a little giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know if it's live right now, but it will be at some point.
Okay, great. Very exciting.
You're going to get a garden set if you follow and like and subscribe to me.
All right. Keep your ads for your Instagram, will you?
Who doesn't want a garden set? Come on.
I don't want a garden set.
No, well, I actually, you'll be very, I couldn't put it into our garden.
Well, no, you couldn't. Our garden is, front garden. Also, how can we revolutionize what happens with front gardens? Nothing happens with front gardens.
Well, yeah, we need to.
Paul, don't start with me now.
We need to tarmac.
But what I will say is, I just feel like, because I know you just want to tarmac the whole thing.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is,
and then I can get
we have a large
a
front
lovely,
garden. Paul?
I'll get you a lovely, we'll do a lovely corner settee. I'll have a lovely rug.
This is the point. You can't do that.
Why?
Because no one sits in a fucking settee with a rug in their front garden. That doesn't happen.
The hedge is all around us.
Paul, so this is what I'm asking. What are people doing with their front gardens? Well, I want to know. Like, what do you do with your front garden? What's the,
because so like it's for some clarity, our front garden has quite a substantial amount of
It's really
grass.
Big, but it's useless to us.
Which is why I'm saying we should tarmac it and then because on a match day, when Coldplay were playing,
Paul, I do not want people invited into our garden.
No, I put up gates, security gates.
Oh, you're putting up security gates. Yeah, and what, is there 24-hour security there? Are we the Kardashians?
Penny.
What's going on? Are we in Hidden Hills?
Sorry, and I've a funny story. So when Coldplay was playing the last time, our friend... Will I get in trouble for saying this?
What?
So
I don't know what story you're going to tell. So
basically, our friends got tickets to Coldplay.
Yeah.
And one friend didn't get tickets to Coldplay.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, the one who just walked in?
Yeah, well, he didn't just walk in. He had previously done work in Crow Park.
Oh, yeah. He faked his way in.
And basically came...
They're not going to come and arrest us for this.
No, he's not. Came... I know, Paul. Sorry, Louise Mooney. Came and...
He didn't have to give her full name, Paul.
Oh, sorry. He came...
I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but here's her full name and her PBS number.
Who's 782-7816... 25.
I'm so sorry. I'm like, you didn't just say her name. You said her full name.
She's fully spied.
And it also wasn't her that snuck in.
No, it wasn't her. It was someone
so
adjacent.
So you can't track down the person who did this.
What happened was he came wearing his Snickers and his going to work gear. And he had previously worked in Crow Park. So he had an old pass. And he literally just said, oh yeah, I'm in to do work. And he got all the way into Crow Park. Up the front.
There you go.
That's all you need to do.
Very good.
That man outside.
Who's
Hill
coming
16?
Here at this Oasis?
Oh, I won't be here for that.
Can we go away?
Robbie Williams. That'll be okay.
Mm.
Hill is gone and
do you know what? It's not about the act. It's about the people that come to see it.
Oasis will not.
Oasis is going to be
disastrous. So we didn't think much would happen with the Garth Brooks.
That was the most destructive.
And Garth Brooks was the most descriptive. Disruptive. We had a figure shape run through our hedge. And I don't know how
through. They didn't just run through the hedge.
I don't know how they got through it.
A full, and I'm not talking a small hedge. I'm talking like a massive hedge.
It's about 8 foot tall
of the ground
and
put it into the middle of our garden.
6 foot wide. And they ran through the hedge.
And can I tell you, if anyone tries to do that to our house again, we will find you.
Well, we have cameras now.
And we will kill you. Okay? In the words of Liam Neeson. We will find you. And we will put you on Instagram.
And don't piss we have in cameras. A bush. Please don't piss.
I don't
in
mind pissing.
Bush.
You can piss wherever you want. Apparently that's grand. Like that goes away. Don't do anything else. Yeah. And rubbish.
Oh, rubbish.
I'm an old man. What happened to
Stop
me?
Stop sticking bottles in me hedge.
Stop sticking bottles in me hedge.
Stick them somewhere else.
Oh. I can't deal with that. And there's a lot of, I feel like it's lots of rubbish. But, oh my God.
You're turning into an old man.
I am an old.
You're a Chris who's across the road, 92.
I am literally a 92-year-old man. Yeah. What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Why don't I just go have a few drinks and go to the concert? What is wrong with me? Anyway, thank you so much to the people who passed through Drumcondra. Please be respectful of our area.
Thank you so much. And on to that note, we are going to glow up or blow up.
I don't know. I have so many topics this week to discuss. I feel like all of them are very, like, they're very specific to me.
So I'm going to start with one of mine, which is my favorite. Okay. It is airport lounges and the secretness of them.
Oh, I cannot believe you just brought this up. I have found a new little gem.
A new gem?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
So before we go into that gem, right? So airport lounges, you have to pay a fee to get into it, okay? So it's usually between about 25 to 35 euro each.
The one we use in Dublin can be 39.
The Martello?
Yeah, it can be 39.99.
Used to be the East Lounge.
It's expensive.
But basically what you go in is you go in and they say, in brackets, you get two drinks each.
Lie. You can have as many drinks as you want.
Lies. Once you're not
obnoxious with that.
And mad.
And also what you do is, the way to not get caught is you send one person up to get the two drinks.
Yeah.
As in like, oh, we'll have two Prosecco or whatever it is. And then the other person goes up and then they kind of lose track then of what's happening after that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got really nice hot food and cold food, coffee, tea, soft drinks,
Look
everything.
At the food menu because you can order food from the menu as well as what's in
the... Yeah, that's good. And cocktails.
The Bain-Marie's.
Yeah. And like...
Are you impressed that I remembered what a Bain-Marie was?
Yeah. Well, that's because we hosted Christmas dinner.
Bain-Marie's.
So they... And like, to be honest with you, you'd probably spend 30 to 40 quid getting an English take, or not an English, an Irish take, or an Irish breakfast. I've had a stroke there again.
You okay?
I had a stroke.
Do you want takeaway tonight? Is that what it is?
Yeah. And a drink.
There is no way
coffee,
you don't spend 30 euro between water, coffee, food, from going from security to your gate. Yeah. You spend 30 euro. It happens.
And
so like a lounge is actually quite efficient use of your funds.
And also... And I'm not saying this or I've ever done this, but you know, you're getting onto that plane, you can also take some of the pre-made sandwiches.
You can.
Yeah. Or they have little
Paul
cubes of
up
cheese.
His bag. He actually fleeces the place.
I don't fleece the place.
Yeah, do you remember the day you got that? You took the hummuses and the dips
I did. There was hummus and dip. Yeah. I'm a sucker for a chip and a dip.
Can I just say, there is no discussion on this.
Yeah.
An airport lounge is a glow up.
Yeah. 100% glow. Glow
and
it
I
up.
Don't think people know that you can actually just book it in.
Yeah, and we...
Even the Aer Lingus ones. If you're flying Aer Lingus, you can actually
book
the Aer
Lingus. And we
always book
into the Martello, it's now called. It's usually a little bit quieter. But the girls said they've gone to the new Liffey Lounge and they said it's quite good.
Where is that?
It's the old Aer Lingus one.
Oh, the T1 one?
I don't know. They just said it's called the Liffey Lounge.
I don't know that
What's
nice.
Your little secret that you wanted to
so
tell us?
I found there's a new lounge in Heathrow.
Oh.
Yeah, because we always fly London, we always fly from Heathrow. Okay. Rebecca booked it today, right now, which was a real, that was quite rogue.
Well done, Rebecca.
Very rogue.
Very off Rebecca's
brand. She was like, I booked us a lounge. And I was like, wow. Now, she did book it for next week. But it doesn't matter.
Rebecca.
We got in and it was lovely. But it's a lovely little lounge. A lovely little lounge. Quite hard to find now, but it was really lovely in Heathrow. Because there's like there's the Aer Lingus Center. Anyway, whatever airport you go to, wherever you're going,
look
up the lounge.
Oh my God. Book a lounge, go 2 hours in advance.
And pay for the fast track.
And pay for the fast track. You're
in. The best €7 you'll ever spend in your life.
Brilliant. Glow it all up.
Glow it up. I'm like, what else is going
You're
on, Paul?
Just enjoying the chat and the wine.
Okay, so this is something I completely do not understand. Do not get, cannot comprehend.
Okay.
It's a thing called, and don't get your mind in the gutters, people. Don't get your mind in the gutters. It's a thing called raw dogging.
I'm sorry.
I think that's what it's called. I hope I haven't got this wrong.
What?
But I'm pretty sure it's called raw dogging, right?
I'm holding right? everything back in myself
I know.
Right now.
I think that's what it's called. Okay. Anyway, that's what it's called now. And it's basically where people are like raw dogging flights.
Stop, keep saying this. I'm going to blow up the name alone.
I think it's, anyway. So it's where you don't use your phone. You don't like listen to a podcast. People are like doing raw dogging walks now where they just walk with no like music in, no AirPods.
I get
no,
that on
nothing.
A walk, not in a plane.
Flights, people doing
they
transatlantic.
Can't even take a book out.
No, you just sit with your thoughts.
They are serial killers.
Serial killers. So I can't even go to sleep without noise.
Star Trek Voyager.
It's like, stop bringing up the Star Trek Voyager thing. It's not like, it's just like a calming thing.
I have bought a Spock costume, just so you know.
No, it's not a vibe. And also Spock isn't in Star Trek Voyager, you dope.
Okay. Anyway. Captain Janeway.
Yeah.
Catherine Janeway.
Anyway, so raw dogging is like a thing that people are doing now, and it's becoming like a trend of like, it's the
very
new
aggressive name.
And apparently flip phones have come back.
I loved my flip phone.
Hold back for a second. The old school flip phones, as in like Barbie did one, and they're basically the Nokia networking type vibe.
That was in
right?
BT actually. Yeah.
And basically the idea is it's so that you can raw dog and have a digital detox because there's no apps, there's no anything on them. So your phone just becomes a communication tool.
Okay. As in like phone calls.
I don't think it even does texts.
I think it does do text, but I would glow that up because I think my attention span has gone to shit because of it.
Are we going to do something about this?
I don't know.
Can we talk about your phone situation?
Like, I don't feel it's as big a problem as you make it.
Okay. Well, maybe it's not then. It kind of is though.
No, I have found my attention span cannot last.
You can't watch a TV show.
Yeah.
It's wild to me because Paul used to, back in the day, be really all over me with regards to being on my phone. But you have gone. What are we going to do?
I don't know. I think we need to do like, yeah, I need to do something. It's an issue. Big issue.
I actually don't think it is a big issue. I just think that
you
are... No,
but I think
it's a habit more than anything.
I think it's a habit.
Because you were away
a few weeks ago and I could sit down and watch a horror series that you wouldn't watch. And I sat down and I watched that.
Yeah, because you, like, there's... You, like, even your shows... You'll pick up your phone and scroll.
Yeah, and do you know what? Like, even I love Drag Race. I've watched every single... You could ask me who's who and I could tell you from Drag Race. We're on season 17 now.
Husband, I literally saw about 4 queens on posters this weekend because we're in like GAY at different times.
Yeah.
I had no idea who they were.
Yeah. And I found even with that, I start to flick because... I don't know. I just find it not... We kind of know the format now. They haven't changed up the format in a while. And they just do these blah, blah, blah. They're trying to make sometimes they make drama out of no
you
drama.
You don't have to tell me because I fall asleep during it these days.
You always fall asleep. Yeah. I just love the craft of it. I love the craft.
Craftsmanship.
Yeah, I do. I do.
I know you do.
You know what I'm looking forward to? Glow Up to come back. I really enjoy Glow
Up
with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Raw dogging in general, overall, it's a no for me, but just because I could never even imagine it. I couldn't even do it. No way. Sit with my own thoughts. No, thank you.
This is probably quite topical, but like house prices are rotting me at the minute.
Paul, hold on.
Now,
I'm just going to stop you there. How could house prices be rotting you when we are not buying a house?
I know, but I look on Daft, I'd say, every week.
I think Daft is like your porn.
Yeah, probably is, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to have just a goo as to what's going on around the place. And then when I hear people's stories about their bidding on their, and I know we bid and we were bidding above this, but like now it is insane.
Okay, I'm just going to make a public service announcement. I make this very clear. So everyone is very sure and you are very, very clear. We are never moving from this house.
Oh no, I'm not moving.
Don't look. Don't get excited by anything. Don't find anything. Don't find a little project. I don't want it. Mm. We are staying here.
No, my little project will be when we find a little villa in somewhere.
Yeah, and when we find the winning lottery ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's when
I've got a golden
happening.
Ticket.
And you know what? When that happens, Paul, mm-hmm. you can have a little budget and you just off you go.
Yeah.
Away. Great. I don't even want to know.
I follow on TikTok these people who say they're buying villas in the back arse of Italy for like a euro. And I'm really enjoying
it. Oh, I've seen them. Yeah, yeah. Still have no interest. Yeah.
Sorry, are we glowing up or blowing up raw dogging?
Oh, blowing it up. No, thank you.
And house prices, I'm blowing up. Sorry, they're ridiculous. How is anybody meant to get a house these days?
I know. I actually like, genuinely
if we,
don't
if
know.
If we were, I think we, I'd be.
I don't think we'd be able to buy a house.
I don't think we'd be able to do something in Dublin.
You'd fucking love that.
No. I wouldn't.
You'd
I
have
wouldn't.
Me out fucking in the shtick somewhere.
No,
I wouldn't. In a Bridgerton style.
Lady, oh, I'm dying for that to come back.
Bridgerton?
Mm.
Now, hold on. What is coming out soon that I'm really excited about?
Oh, The Wheel of Time is back. We need to watch that.
I am so excited. We're watching it tonight. I don't care. I am so excited about White Lotus. And I think we have two episodes.
Oh, no, that's the old one. This one is...
We have two episodes to watch and I'm very excited.
I actually didn't really like the theme tune. Until
you're getting it now.
I'm totally
and
fully,
you also weren't, you did this as well the last time. You're like, oh, it's a bit boring. I'm like, it's the way it works.
I found season one a hard watch. Absolutely adored season two.
Which one had the man in it, the host of the hotel? He was gay man.
Season one.
I loved that.
No, season. I found it a hard, and I actually asked this with a group of gals. I was like, is it because we didn't know what it was? So I found the first season hard to get into.
Sorry, I'm trying to look really confused by what you're saying, but I just realized just right now, this very minute, my Botox is just hidden.
Oh.
I can't move a thing.
Oh.
Hold on, let me try to do
it. You really can't.
Oh. I was trying to be real confused there. And then I realized, I was like, hold on. I know I'm confused inside.
I'm confused.
But I don't think on the outside I'm showing
no, you're
as
not
confused.
Showing it.
Anyway.
You're frozen.
Oh, brilliant.
Thank you, Dr. Rua.
Dr. Zizmore. Dr. Rua, actually, who we adore.
Yeah.
Honestly, that feels so good. Mm. Oh, brilliant. Mm. So, Botox. Glow it up. sorry, we were saying there about...
White Lotus. That's not one of our glow-ups.
So, well, I'm glowing it up anyway because I love... What's her name? Posey. What is her name? Oh, she's brilliant.
Oh, Parker.
Parker Posey. Lorazepam.
Tsunami.
Tsunami.
Parker, no.
Buddhism. let's do it in the mics. Buddhism. I love it. Tsunami. Parker, no.
Lorazepam.
I'm loving her.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
So into it. So yes, very excited about that. Other show that I am...
Sorry, is this on the glow up or blow up?
Glow up or blow up. No, okay. I'm continuing.
Okay.
So, I'm not sure I've mentioned before, but I probably have mentioned many, many times. I am the ultimate Real Housewives fan.
You are very, very... And I have absorbed some of it subliminally.
You do it for... You do it for clout. You are a Real Housewives clout chaser.
I love.
If we are out on a night out and a conversation kicks off about Real Housewives, do you or do you not pretend that you are a full time housewife stan?
100%. And then when someone asks me a question,
you don't
know
the answer. So here's the thing, right? A few updates for everyone who is in the Real Housewives world. Question mark also, should I do a podcast just about Real Housewives? That's just me talking about Real Housewives because I could talk about it all fucking day.
No.
Right? One, I have always said it, but Erica Jayne is the real fucking deal. Right?
I love Erica.
There is no messing. That girl from season one has been the goat. She is the best Real Housewives character. And yes, she may not be as eccentric as Lisa Rinna. She may not be as outgoing as someone or other. She may not be as rich as some of the others. But the recent episode where she took Sutton Strack and tore her a new one, well, it has given me so much life. And it showed me that she is, of all of them, has the best and highest emotional intelligence I've ever seen out of any of the housewives.
I have to say, now I've come on to Beverly Hills late.
You just be careful.
But her glow up has been something pretty amazing.
Hello, Ozempic.
Not even physically. What I mean in terms of like how she was quite a pot stirrer. And she's been very...
She was aggressive.
She was aggressive.
Right? She had to defend herself in the hardest parts of her life. And I will, if anyone tries to say anything about Erica Jane, I will find you and I will kill you. Yeah. Is that my tagline for this podcast?
Yeah, it is.
But absolutely love her. Secondly, I am giving Real Housewives of New York new cast a second chance.
Oh.
This season has been better. Okay. Than the previous one. However, I don't like the way it ended. Brynn, I'm really just don't know how I feel. She did something really terrible. And to give context to this conversation, I was obsessed with the OG cast of Real Housewives of New York.
Luann.
Ramona. Sonia Morgan.
Sonia. They were just car crashes.
Bethany Frankel, who is like a thing by herself now. Yeah. Obviously, she's a thing by herself all the time. They were the most chaotic housewives. They were super problematic. Don't get me wrong.
They were
really problematic, but also honestly, the craziest group of women I've ever come across in my life. And I found it really hard to adjust to these new chic, like super like.
You want the old.
I wanted new the York chaos. Back. I did want chaos. Yeah. And in the first season was tough. This season was better. Uba is just, she is giving old school chaos in the sense that she is just like, she when she's in a bad mood, everyone's going to know she's in a bad mood. And that's what I want from a housewife. Also, furthermore, got back into Atlanta. I think you'd really like Atlanta.
Okay, we've now talked about this for 7 minutes. I have to shut you down.
So guys, if you'd like to join me for my Real Housewives podcast, please do, because honestly,
Sidebar, I really enjoy Jennifer Tilly in it.
Jennifer Tilly is
when she came out with that Louis Vuitton boat bag.
She has the white, but do you know what I love as well? Erica Jane, back to Erica Jane. Erica Jane is like, can we appreciate
how cool
Jennifer Tilly is? Yeah. Like, and the shit that she has is iconic.
See, I've loved her from Chucky because she was the love interest in Chucky, the horror movie.
Was she not?
No, her ex-husband, who's dead, was the creator or
did
maker
she not
of,
have a part or a voice
she probably it? Had a part, but because of him he's the creator of the Simpsons. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Real Housewives glowed up all day long, releasing my new podcast Real Housewives. Let's talk about a bitch. I don't know, I just came up with that name, but I think it's brilliant.
Okay Yeah. The last thing that I just want to glow up is champagne.
Wait, so I saw you put this in the notes and I thought you were going to tell me something different.
No,
I thought you were going to tell me that you were blowing up champagne because you sometimes, because we, when we have like a least product Dixon weekend, there is a wild amount of champagne and you sometimes, it doesn't feel good on you.
Oh, I get a bit like burpy.
Burpy.
But not as much as Prosecco. And I don't find the hangovers on champagne as bad as what they are on Prosecco.
And can I also be clear? We're not talking about champagne as in like, doesn't have to
champagne.
Be Veuve Clicquot.
No, or Moët.
Do you want me to get you a glass of wine, or what are you doing here?
I actually, and I have to say,
Here we go. Here comes the hashtag ad.
It's not an ag. I love the Monsigny. $22.99. Actually, I had it at a dinner party. Brought it over.
Would you like to tell everyone what the Monsigny is?
It's a champagne from Aldi. $22.99. If you haven't got it, don't sleep on it. Deadly.
It is very good. It is lovely.
Well, it's half the price of some others and you can buy two bottles for the one, so.
Still think €22 for a little champagne is expensive though,
but
now.
Screaming Devil is like 18.
Is it?
Yes, it is. I do my research.
Okay, you not buy it on special offer or something?
No, that special offer is 18.
Oh.
Yeah, or 15 at a most, at a max.
As it kind of also context, last week I was buying glasses of wine for £20 a glass.
Yeah.
What was wrong with me?
What I mean is when people hear champagne, they're like, notions, more money than sense. $22.99, no hangover. I take that.
No hangover, terms and conditions apply.
A little light fizzle, not a heavy.
Did you drink it with hangover. The girls last week?
Yeah, of course did.
Is that what you were having?
Well, one of them brought out a bottle of Ball Angel and I was like, Ballinger. Yeah, of course they did.
Did you serve it to them or did you keep it?
No, I served it to them. Sure, it was open before I had a chance.
Sure, get a few extra bottles of Signine. Save that good shit for us.
No, but when we finished that and we went on to the Monsigny, they were actually like, wow, this is actually lovely. And it is.
There you have it, kids.
Anyway, I'm glowing up champagne. Because I love it.
I don't think champagne needs a globe. Although champagne did sue our friend.
Yeah, that is a brilliant story.
Our friend got sued by champagne. Who's the our region. Friend? Lisa Potter Dixon. What is the problem? How does she pop so often?
Because she's one of our friends and we actually probably talk about her quite a bit.
Anyway, she had a brand and it used the name champagne in it. Apparently you can't do that. Because it's owned
it's a region.
By
it's a region and she got
champagne
sued.
Region.
Well, she didn't get sued. She got
basically, a cease and desist.
You need to remove it or yeah. else.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's a big success.
Yeah.
Huge. Love her. Right. So that is this week's Club of Blob. Whoop, whoop. Here we go. So open house, right. What discussions or questions have come up this week?
The first one came in.
I know what it is. I saw it in the notes.
Yeah. So we share notes whenever we're chatting so that we know what to talk about, obviously.
Keep us on track because we're so structured. Because we're so structured in how we do this.
And we probably haven't actually talked about it since we probably first spoke about surrogacy.
Yes.
So a question came in saying, would we have a family because we would make great parents?
That is so lovely.
It is lovely.
Where do we start with this?
So I suppose we start to get really educated in it and we start to see the cost implication behind it to do it.
It's not just that though.
No, but that is definitely a certain part because so, it was also like, do we go down that route or do you start to move into your own
there's
business.
A lot of circumstances.
And also, I think what we realized is we really like our life.
Well, I think there's a big part of this that we're missing out, which is COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, we were all in for like having kids. All of our friends were at the point where they were having kids mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. they had kids in the last year or mm-hmm. so. We were like, okay, yeah, my sisters were starting to have their kids.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, like that is something we would like to do. And mm-hmm. at the time, we really did want to do it. It's a really complicated thing, the surrogacy thing. And I am prefacing this by saying everyone can do this whatever way they wish and is right for them. However, what was really important to us was like making sure that we did it in a way where everyone is protected.
Yeah. 100%.
Children, us, the surrogate, like it's all really important. And there's very few countries in the world that you can
do it,
do surrogacy as a gay couple as well.
Above board as well.
Yeah, where both our names end up on the birth cert. But then also, when the birth cert then comes to this country, it actually doesn't mean anything.
No, so there's like, still a whole
it's
legal
just a
battle.
Whole thing.
Yeah.
So it is a really complicated thing, of which we are also just not experts on. There are lots of people who are experts and can tell you lots of things. Yeah. And there are lots of people who are fighting really hard for surrogacy rights to be improved in this country. And we completely stand by that. And anything 100%. That we can do to support that, we absolutely will. However, COVID happened. Yeah. And also we had friends who were having baby via surrogacy. And during COVID,
that was terrifying.
Borders closed.
Yeah.
Wherein their children were going to be born in the next 4 weeks and they were not able to get into the country to collect their children. And if their child,
that's terrifying.
And then the child could potentially go into like the services. Yeah, yeah. Now, I will say, the groups and support groups were so amazing at campaigning and advocating.
There was
for
a
people
lot of fast passports.
Fast passports, getting access for people.
So
yeah, people and everyone was well looked after. But it basically put our surrogacy journey on hold through COVID because we couldn't really action anything. And then post that, the moment kind of passed for us in the sense that a lot of our friends had their kids 3-4 years on then and we were going to be going back to that like baby stage. And also I was at a crossroads with work and wanted to leave my job and start a business, which is an uncertainty. It's a risk.
Yeah.
And basically it means that financially then taking on, like, because...
But like we did...
Like a huge amount of money.
We also... But also...
Do we say how much that thing can cost?
So where when we were doing it, it was costing between 100 to 120,000. Yeah. And that's before... you come home with a baby. So that's not including like medical or childcare or clothes or anything. That's purely for the surrogate service in Canada.
But also just to say, the surrogate does not get that money.
No.
It's a really complicated thing. Yeah. And we're not going to go into like the details of what it was.
Yeah.
But it is a massive financial investment for someone to... Financial investment sounds so... Sorry, that sounds so black and white and so horrible. But essentially, it is a factor that you have to take into account. Like, it is a huge amount of money.
Like, unless you've saved that amount of money, you can't get a loan for it. You can only get a personal loan up to X amount.
Yeah.
And you still have to foot the bill then. So, like, it's foot like... But it's like taking mortgage on top of what we already had. And we could not have brought a baby into that number two. The original number two.
We probably could have. Babies have lived in smaller they and have, it'd be
yeah,
fine.
Well, yeah.
But essentially, when COVID ended, I struggled quite a bit with the COVID thing. Our house was like a two up, two down. Beautiful, but it was a two up, two down. And basically, we knew that we had to make a decision as to whether or not we were going to try and... And I mean, we did not go to like a palatial mansion. We literally just... slightly got a slightly bigger house,
but location was our deal. Like,
but we wanted to stay in the location.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had to make a decision: do we continue with the surrogacy journey, or do we move house? And do I have the opportunity to leave my job and start a new business?
And we got married. We did like two of the big things that happened.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's where we're at.
Priorities changed, and we decided that we are past the moment where we are going to have kids.
Yeah.
And we are very happy with that decision now.
But we have the lovely Luke, Lily, Dylan.
Yeah, we have...
I'm sure Connor's going to have kids.
We have nieces and nephews that we get to spoil rotten.
Rotten.
Actually,
rotten.
Should I play for everyone Lily singing Abracadabra?
Oh, yeah.
I think this will give everyone the joy that you need in your life. Yeah. Nieces and nephews are by far my favorite thing in the world because... we get to get all the good parts and then we hand them back and we're like, there you go.
But we'll also take them for an overnight.
Yeah, we're pretty good. On. I think my sisters would say we're pretty good.
Yeah.
But also we get things like this. So I got a video from my sister of my niece.
Yeah, put that up to the mic.
So I will. Can I hear will. The beautiful Are you ready? Thing. This is just so stunning. So this is my gorgeous niece, Lily, as Lady Gaga's...
I think she's trying to be an influencer.
I don't know what she is, but I love her.
Not one word.
Is it not the best thing you've ever heard in your entire life?
Yeah.
Honestly.
But even
so, kids are amazing. Love
they
them,
are amazing.
But unfortunately, we're just not... And honestly, if we were to... Actually, I'm going to ask you. If things were different, right?
Yeah.
And we were able to have a surrogate here in Ireland and not have to... pay 150,000 and do it today. Would you do it?
I really like our life.
So it's weird because I'm the same. Right now, if you had asked me that 3 years ago, I'd be like,
absolutely.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Whereas now I'm like, we've moved on.
Yeah. I really love our life.
I don't think we'll regret it either.
I really love our life.
I hope we won't regret it.
Well, they're getting spoiled, so they're going to look after us.
Oh, do you mean the nieces and nephews?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Lily'll be setting us up in a lovely retirement home.
And Lukey.
Also, have I spoken about the retirement home thing?
No, we haven't spoke about that.
I don't understand. Can someone explain to me why we haven't all, like, why this hasn't happened previously? But retirement homes.
We need to make a petition. A petition.
Yeah.
Petition.
Basically, why are we not just booking into the same retirement homes as our best friends?
Yeah. And so, they need to have a bar.
And have a bar.
Yeah.
And can then a retirement home not just be a cool place to hang out with your friends when you're a little bit older?
Like, I don't think it works like that, but we should make
one. No, but this one I don't understand why it doesn't work like that. why can't we just book in? Like, we have a great group of friends. Why can't we all just arrange that we all go to the same retirement home?
Yeah.
And we all get Liddy to the titty. Do you know what I mean?
Liddy to the titty?
Yeah, and I also think we'd all look after each other.
Yeah, we would. We would.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd be doing some DIYs. I'd be fixing wheelchairs.
Hello? They'd be we've had to confiscate the hammer from Paul again.
Putting new tennis balls on walkers. That's what I'd be doing.
So yeah. Cute. So cute. Was there something else?
Yeah, there was one more question that we got, and it was from the lovely Kate, and she asked, how do we block out toxic people? How do you block it out?
Really easy. There is a button called, two things.
Well, I don't think this is social. I think this is more in-person.
But it is in social.
Well, probably as well, yeah.
Social. Three things that everyone needs in their life. Mute stories.
Oh, 100%.
Mute content.
Yeah.
And restrict.
Yeah.
Honestly, on social media, I've become a pro. I just, if someone is not giving me a good vibe when I look at them, I just make sure they don't appear anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if you unfollow them, there's a chance they can still appear. Whereas if you mute and you restrict...
Don't unfollow them because that's just causing drama.
Well, if they're close friends.
Yeah, if there's someone and they're going to realise that you unfollowed them.
Like if it's
mute those bitches. Yeah. Mute them. You don't see them. They don't affect you. No drama. All good. Move on with your life.
And I think in person, there's two types of people. There's a person who's like an energy waterfall. They constantly give out good vibes, energy. And then there's energy drains where they just suck the life out of fucking everything. And I think you have to start to see who is what type of person and then just slowly remove yourself. And it doesn't have to be a fight. It doesn't have to be anything like that. But just slowly stop engaging. I don't think you have to do it
slowly. I think you just be like, babe, I'm busy. Bye.
Well, yeah, you can totally do that. But also with that type of person, I think you would find that they actually won't engage with you as much, like, naturally. So, like, if I stopped texting one of my girls, I'm sure a message would come in going, hey, I haven't heard from you in a while. Is everything okay?
And do you have to be like, yeah, bitch, I'm getting rid of you?
No, it's just because life gets busy. But, like, I would say in my mind, people like that won't text you.
Yeah.
And also, I've gotten to the stage now where I'm like, I don't need 50 million friends. I have my friend group.
Yeah, I'm not taking any new friends on.
I'm not taking any. The friends roster is closed.
We're at capacity.
Yeah.
We are at capacity.
And it's okay to say no to people.
Yeah, it is.
And another good thing.
It's a very deep open house today.
It's very deep. And another thing, if you say yes to something else, if you say yes to something, you have to say no to something else.
So yes, we are staying in and getting takeaway tonight. And no, we're not doing anything else.
Yeah. No, but like, yes, I'm going to do that for you because I'm going to go out that night. But no, I have to cancel something else because I have to reserve that 10% for me.
Fair. Toxic people, just if you see them and know them. And if it's, I also think it's just like something that like is reoccurring. Like if there's a friend that you're constantly giving out about.
Yeah.
And saying that they're like... if that happens a few times, I've thought to myself, been like, why am I?
Yeah.
I need to maybe not be either change my attitude towards that person and work out what's going on with me and that person, or I need to move on.
Yeah.
And like, be like, okay, maybe that person just doesn't need to be in my life anymore. And maybe I'm not good for that person either.
And people grow at different levels. So sometimes you just outgrow other people.
I agree. How do we end this in like a happier very way?
Meaningful. What
maybe could you tell a joke or something?
Knock,
tell a
knock.
Story. Who's there?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, who?
I don't know.
Okay, so Paul's not going to give up the day job anyway, that's for sure. Holy moly. Thank you, but you definitely didn't get a diploma in humor,
no,
that's
I
for
didn't.
Sure.
I didn't.
We are so excited. We have another guest on next week, which again, we're going to keep as a little surprise for you all. But we are really appreciative of all of the gorgeous reviews.
Yeah.
I think we have like over 75 ratings now on Spotify, which is amazing. So thank you so much. I mean, we've only just started. The fun has only just
begun. We've
only just begun. And we also are soon coming to the end of our first season.
Yeah.
So therefore, If you guys have any elements that you would love to see come back in season two, you want to see any additions in season two, if there's any guests you want in season two.
Yeah, tell us about guests, because we are interested.
I got some really good guests.
Did you?
Yeah, some really, really good guests.
Can we do them?
Some of them we can. Some of them, like, I don't know that we can get Britney Spears. But I do think we can get Angela, who's highly requested.
Angela is?
Now, problematic. We might need a deep edit if we have Angela Rogers on.
Yeah, we need to make sure we have enough time to listen, edit, and edit again.
We'll see. Guys, I don't think you understand my concerns.
Now, if we do, your mom will have to do my mom.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, we'll make it work. We'll make it work.
We'll make
but we
work.
Have, yes, lots of lovely guest requests. Some I actually would, were people I would never in a million years have thought of.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people always like, oh, okay.
Okay.
That could be interesting.
Okay.
Because obviously we have lots of friends in this world who we could get on, and we could have had on in season one, who are like people we have on our social all the time, all of our really good friends. We're trying to diversify a little bit and like find new people, find interesting things to like bring on the show. I would love to have Erica Jane on the show. How do we make that happen?
I don't know.
We could go to Vegas. Does she still have a residency
there?
No,
it's probably gone.
Anyway, that's all for this week, guys.
We'll see you soon. And don't forget to like and subscribe where you listen or watch us.
Amazing. See you, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.